Hey y'all, welcome back to the DIY Entrepreneurs Reaction Show. I'm so glad you decided to tune in with me today. Go ahead and hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. I would really appreciate that. Today we're going to be reacting to another Shark Tank pitch, so let's check it out.
First in the Tank is a product created for students by students.
Hi, Sharks. My name is Matt Kronberg.
And I'm Sam Chasen. We're here today seeking $250,000 for 5% of our company, Storage Scholars.
Aw, guys.
So think back to your first year of college. It's the last week of school. You're saying goodbye to all the new friends you just met, and you're up late studying when you get the text message from Mom. Hey, good luck on your last exam tomorrow, sweetie. Are you all set to move out?
The panic sets in. You don't have a car to buy boxes, you haven't reserved that storage unit, and you don't even remember how that sectional couch got into your dorm room.
Well, that is where we come in. You can simply go online and create an account. You can add your parent to overlook your order information. You can pay a $50 fully refundable deposit, and we'll handle your entire move out for you.
Students are given boxes, tape, bubble wrap, and labels on campus a week before final exams. They pack up their belongings, lock up their room, and go home.
We have a partnership with their university to unlock that room once the campus is empty, and we'll move everything into storage for the summer.
We'll even have all their belongings ready and waiting in their new room when they return to campus the following semester.
So Sam, who does all this moving?
That's the best part. All the moving is done by trained fellow students creating high-paying jobs on campus.
So, Sharks, as two 18-year-olds terrified at the thought of student debt, we built Storage Scholars in college, which allowed each of us to graduate debt-free. Who's ready to join us on our mission to empower students across America to do the same?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay. Right. So I've been in
how many colleges
years.
You guys signed up?
We're on 23 college campuses.
Where are you currently?
So we're at a variety of colleges ranging all the way from New York down to Texas. It started at our alma mater, Wake Forest University. We kind of grew in the Carolinas and then kind of spread our footprint.
How much is the total move?
It averages out to $559 for the whole service. So that's boxes, tape, and packing supplies delivered on campus. That's the pickup, the storage for the 4 months, the delivery, and $100 of insurance complimentary on every item.
I'm assuming you're going to pay the college to get into their service.
So our strategy as a business is we want to partner with colleges to get like their full endorsement and create this total like key access, pack it, lock it, leave it experience.
Okay. So we'll $559, that's my revenue. Where are my costs?
So our costs are about $199, and that includes all of the boxes, tape, and packing supplies, the labor, the warehousing, everything. We're the only people that I know of doing the full key access system, which they pack it, lock it, and leave it.
So there's nobody else doing key access?
Not with the students and with the technology. And we have our own custom-built technology, which is what allows us to have the 4.8 star ratings that we do.
What's the custom technology?
It's a web app. It was actually built by his brother, who's a full-stack developer, over the last 6 years. But essentially, it just does so much of the automating for our process to be able to do 3,300 moves across 23 campuses in 9 states at the exact same week of the year and nail it every time.
Wow. Right? So
there's impressive.
Tell us about your background and why did you come up with this?
So I grew up in a family of two high school teachers, and education was highly valued. But when I decided on Wake Forest University, $70,000 a year,
wow,
I was looking at over $100,000 in student loans. And I always knew that when I got to college, starting a business would be my path to financial freedom. So when I got to college, I noticed there was a gap in the market. I also had a bunch of friends that were looking to make money, and I kind of combined the two needs together. We went door to door, getting made fun of every single day. But by the end of that year, we serviced 64 customers, had $18,000 in revenue, and that's how Storage Scholars
I just want to hear, so you went in with this huge $100,000 plus debt you were going to graduate with. You started a business while you were at school and paid off all that debt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I came in a year later. I had a very similar story. I was trying to pay for both my undergrad, and then I eventually had big dreams of going to medical school. So he said, why don't you come work for this business opportunity that I have? So I ended up working a lot. I worked 106 hours in 7 days, unloading trucks until 4 a.m, just dying to prove my worth to this business. And I was at the right place at the right time.
Are you guys partners now? Are you 50-50?
70-30 breakdown right now.
Yeah.
Okay, and did you ever take in any money from anybody else?
Nope. No, $0.
And how old are you guys now?
I'm 24, he's 23.
Yeah.
And this is what you do full time?
100% full time.
Good for you guys, good for y'all.
And go to medical
school. So what are your sales to date?
So this year, we've done $1.826 million in
sales.
Oh
my God.
Congratulations. options.
So at your biggest school, what's the most number of storages that you have at your biggest school?
Yeah, so we're doing about 700 students summer storage at Wake Forest University.
At Wake Forest, that's your home school, right?
Yeah,
so everybody knows you. What about a new school that you added outside the Carolinas, like in Texas?
Yeah, I mean, SMU, we did 269 customers.
So how do you grow that?
So a lot of it is through the partnership with the university, and they're going to help email on our behalf, get on the university website, which drives SEO. So there's
so it goes
a whole
back
variety.
To you got to get the university.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll make you an offer.
Okay. You got an offer coming.
I'm going to make an offer.
All right.
I think, look, at the end of the day, either it's a good business or it isn't. No way for 5%. I'll give you the two. I'll do the 250 for 20%.
Thank you so much for the offer. I appreciate it.
Hey,
we really
it's
do.
An offer. What do you got, Robbie?
All right, well, listen, I just want to tell you what I think. First of all, great idea. I mean, necessity, the mother of invention, right?
Thank you.
But I think you need to give your valuation an evaluation.
And, a little massage.
And it's just, it's so out there for me, you guys. I absolutely love you, but I am out.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
Appreciate it. I like this.
I'll offer you the 250 for, I'll match Kevin, 250 for 20%.
Thank you so much, Damon. Really appreciate that.
So, guys, I mean, super impressive. Great business sense. You have a great maturity about you. In some businesses, moving slowly is good. What I've learned from you, you got to go faster.
Yeah.
And so to go faster, this is where money helps. So you got two offers.
Sure.
Kevin offered $250,000 for 20%. Damon offered $250,000 for 20%. I like the 20%, but I'll actually give you more money. I think your valuation is inflated, but it's a bit of a bet on you. I'll give you $500,000 for 20%.
Whoa.
I know.
One shark is out. Kevin and Damon have each offered $250,000 for 20% of Matt and Sam's college moving service storage scholars, but Robert has offered to double the money.
I'll give you $500,000 for 20%.
Whoa.
Okay,
thank
Robert.
You so much,
Robert.
That's incredible.
You go faster.
Guys, I'll sweeten the deal. Robert has $500,000 for 20%. Kevin and I will give you $250 apiece for 40%.
Matt, I offered you twice what you were asking.
Yeah.
Far better than the other two sharks. What do you want to do?
I mean, I think at this point, like, this has, of course, been our dream our entire lives to stand on the stage. And I wouldn't want to not hear from every shark. I think that's an absolutely incredible offer. I'm just wondering, we've heard from everyone, but if there's potentially another offer.
Mark, what are you going to do?
Oh, there is another shark. So I'll make you guys an offer. And congrats for getting all these offers.
Thank you.
I'll make
you
the 250K, but I want 12%. And the reason I'm asking for a little higher valuation than Robert, you still get to keep most of your equity, so, you know, you're diluted minimally. But, I mean, I've got a platform. And, you know, there's schools that I have connections to.
Yeah.
And if I get out there starting to talk about it, maybe they won't all be partner schools, but the phone's going to ring for you to open up new schools.
Absolutely.
Right? And so that's the value that I can bring.
Yeah, and I know, thank you so much for that offer. I know college debt is a big thing to you.
Yeah,
you've
course.
Been very outspoken about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's really
so guys, important. You have four offers. What do you want to do?
Mark coming in with the 500 too, but he only wants 12%.
Yeah, so first of all, guys, this is incredible. This is a dream come true to get all these offers, be here with y'all. We do have one counter. We're interested in all the sharks right now, but we have one counter right here. Would you be willing to do 350 for 8%?
No. I'll do 10%. But you guys are going to have to give up something because I'm going to give you something you can't get elsewhere.
Sure. Would you come up to 300 for 10?
No.
A $3 million valuation?
250 for 10. Don't worry about the valuation because it's still the same dilution. And that $50,000 is not going to change
your
life.
You're going to need more money. Why would you do that? Why won't you run faster?
Because it's not just about the money.
Well, that's true.
Mark got that technology background.
Mark,
yeah,
got a deal.
Mark got a deal.
Appreciate it. So
let's
much.
Go, baby. Let's go.
I'm out, baby.
Yes, sir. Let's go, man. We'll get this done. Thanks, appreciate it.
Guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, I'm excited to them. Their product or their service sounds a lot like the College Hunks of Moving or something like that. It was an old pitch that was done way back in the seasons. But then they came back to do something with foxes, with ladies and all of that other stuff. But I understand that their product, their service is where the student will pack it up and leave it. And then they get access to the dorm room afterwards, after everyone has left. They come move it and they store it And then they also, when they get ready to move back in, they come back and drop off their boxes. I wonder if they unpack. I think they did say unpack. I think I said something about all they unpack too. But great service to bring to students who maybe, you know, switching dorm rooms and things like that. And it did not seem like they was trying to rob the people neither. They said on the average, the cost is $559 across those 4 months. So a little bit over $100 a month, maybe, for the service. They kind of break that up and make it kind of, you know, useful for that. But then they were really also harping on the fact that it really takes the partnership with the schools in order for them to really make their sales and really make it popular on the campuses. And so you really have to have a strategic partner that has some relationships and connections in order to get that to really scale the business, because that's an important component to your sales model. And so they came into the tank asking for $250 in exchange for 5%, and they ended up going back and forth. Now Mark or Robert was willing to give them more money at a 20%. He was willing to give them $500K for 20%, and they sound pleased with that. But of course, when Mark came in and gave his offer and how he think that he will help them with the connections and the relationships that he has, I think they really just kind of went with Mark because of his voice and maybe his influence in the industry probably. But they ended up walking out of the tank with the deal with Mark for $250K for 10% of their company. And so I really do hope that that partnership proves to be very profitable for everybody involved. And kudos to them for being so young and graduating without debt and making a business name for themselves. Because the one guy, he said he wanted to do medical school. And so I guess that's out the door now that he's gotten a taste and a good success of this entrepreneurship life. And so I wonder if he ever still went to medical school. Probably not. But kudos to them. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and staying until the end. I really do appreciate it. Make sure you hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you like this content. And don't forget to check us out for the next ones.
Thanks, guys.
Mark gave us the deal that we were looking for, and we're just over the moon. I'm speechless right now.
We came in wanting him. He's super passionate about our mission of eliminating college debt. He's going to give people the opportunity to be able to do this, create jobs on college campuses, and I know that he's going to be the right partner to put some wind behind this. We're really excited.
What was your deal?
$250K for 10%.
You cut their value in half.
Sometimes when we negotiate a really good deal for us, the pressure's on us to deliver now.
Yeah,
of course.